Luke be jamming with the Seb so bright. Leia got her dreads tied up real tight. Yoda puffing wisdom on the Dagobah's moon. Sipping space tea from his bamboo spoon.
Mets, Phillies, whatever. Braves suck.
Yeah.
This has been the worst, like, year. In a long time for them, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been atrocious. They've had 19 different starting pitchers.
That's insane.
It is.
Oh. We should have started a Braves podcast.
Yeah.
I gave up. So, we are going to talk about Star Wars. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Stephanie.
Elizabeth's not here. Stephanie's taking her place. Ha ha, you've been replaced, Elizabeth.
How's she going to invite friends over?
She knew we were recording. Yeah. And then she's like, I can't record tonight, guys. I have friends over. 2 hours ago, or I guess 6 hours ago, you're like, what time are we recording? Like, I don't know, whenever. What? I'd say she's not committed to the cause, but like neither are we, because I looked and this is our first episode since like April.
Yeah.
We suck at this. But yeah, the Braves suck, man. I gave up. Like, me and Stephanie used to like listen. We would both listen to the broadcast because we work at night. Yeah. And we would like text about it, and I don't know what, like 3 months ago, 2 months ago, I was just like, I stopped. I'm done. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, so. It's been tough to watch.
Stephanie still listens to him, though.
Yeah, I listen to the, I'd rather listen to the radio call anyways.
Yeah. I love their like app. Do you listen to it through their whatever it is?
Yeah. 680 The Fan.
Yeah. It's awesome because I can just listen to it from anywhere.
Yeah.
But they suck this year. So, yeah. So it's all pointless.
We went in July. We went to see them when they played the Rangers in Texas.
Yeah.
And they wound up losing.
Yeah. We talked about going to a game.
Yeah. They lost in extra innings in the 10th inning. And I can't remember. Freaking Michael Harris went off that game. He had like two triples and whatever else. He single-handedly kept them in the game. And
he's playing next level baseball, man. Like, dude, he's still killing it. Yeah. And they suck.
Yeah. It's Brian Snicker, dude. He has to go.
Yeah.
We watched because it was people are probably anyway.
Nobody listens to this podcast anymore.
So it was like, it was in the 10th inning or something, and I want to say Profar was on second. No, that can't be right. Whoever was hitting before Nick Allen that night was on second. No outs, because you know the runner starts on second.
Yeah.
And it was Nick Allen up, and they didn't have him bunt. Nick Allen sucks offensively. Like, he sucks. And they didn't have him try to bunt. Bunt the runner over to get him in. And then, I don't know. He just pisses me off.
Yeah. If he's not done after this year, I don't even know, man.
Yeah.
More sports stuff before we talk about Star Wars. Next week, I'm going to the Falcons season opener.
Nice.
Yeah. Going to see the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Who are they playing?
Tampa.
Yay!
Dang.
Tampa Bay Bradys.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sorry, I know he's not there anymore. Yeah, Stephanie's a Tampa Bay fan. Nah.
No. I don't mind Tampa Bay. I just hate Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. Like, I mean, he seems to have found his place in Tampa Bay. I guess good for him. Like, he's doing really well there, but I didn't like him in college. So
that's why I don't like him. You know, we live in Oklahoma, and that's all people think he's God here. And I'm like, he's not that good.
Like, if he was that good, he wouldn't be in Tampa Bay.
Yeah. And didn't Georgia beat him twice?
Yeah.
I think it was Georgia. Yeah. Maybe it was Alabama once. I can't remember.
Either way. But, yeah, I don't like Baker Mayfield. But so it's one of those. That's what I told Stephanie. I was like, if they lose, like, I'm not going to be. Like, if we had gone to a Saints game, I was like, I can't. I was like, you don't even understand the hatred for the Saints.
Yeah. I can't stand the Saints. Yeah. I don't even watch NFL anymore. I really haven't watched any football in the last, like, 3 years.
I forgot they were starting today. Georgia beat the pants off of the high school team they played.
Yeah.
So,
I watched Florida's winning. I watched a little bit of the Auburn game last night, but they wound up beating Baylor.
They need a complete overhaul of that whole thing. So I saw they were retiring Cam Newton's number.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Which, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Florida still ain't retired Tim Tebow's number. I don't hate Cam Newton, but I don't get the whatever. He just cut a big deal with ESPN, I think, for more money. And he was online a couple of weeks ago crying about how he can't provide for his kids like he used to. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you know how much money you made in the NFL? What are you talking about?
You know how much money he made in college?
Yeah. So, I mean, oh, boo-hoo. Your kids aren't driving around in, like, Maseratis or something? Yeah, like, I don't know what you're crying about, man. Like, people can't feed themselves. And you're just like, I can't provide for my kids like I could when I played for the NFL.
Yeah, like, he's gone off okay. I tried to watch his podcast or whatever it is, and he's nuts.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny because, like, I thought I would be more of, like, I was like, oh, Cam Newton might be fun, like, when he gets into that world. Sorry, Stephanie, I know we're boring you.
No, you're fun.
And I didn't like Robert Griffin III when he played. And it's become, like, the complete reverse. Like, I read Robert Griffin stuff, I've heard him. I'm like, oh, I kind of like this guy. And every time Cam Newton's doing something, I'm just like, go away.
Yeah. That's what's crazy. When he's talking about football and, like, the X's and O's and stuff, he's great. But when he starts talking about anything else, he kind of goes off the rails.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, while you're sitting there in your freaking 10-gallon hat and feather in it, you look like freaking Kramer on Seinfeld when they think he's a pimp.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. But sometimes he has good takes, but.
Yeah, I can't.
It's about football.
I can't stand to listen to his nonsense, so.
Yeah.
Everybody's pretty high on Michael Penix, though. So, the Falcons don't screw up. They might at least win the division this year.
Yeah.
We'll see. Stephanie's in for a wild ride. Jacob can attest to what it's like to watch a Falcons game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the last Falcons game I watched was in 2016.
So, no more after that.
Nope, that was it. That was it.
Blowing a lead in the Super Bowl, and you're just like, I'm done, man. I'm done.
Yep. Everyone thinks Matt Ryan's the greatest quarterback. I'll ever remember him seeing is taking a 30-yard sack.
Yep.
And
yeah, I mean, that's one bad mistake. He had a really, really good Super Bowl career. Yeah, but also run the ball. Why was he dropping back to throw it? He didn't make that play call. Like,
I've never seen Peyton Manning take a 30. Well, first off, he can't run 30 yards. But,
no.
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we could get into that. But at some point, those plays weren't working, and you're the quarterback. I understand you're supposed to run the play that's called unless you, like, really see something. But when that stuff wasn't working, he should have just been calling audibles.
Yeah.
Until they took him out of the game. Like, like pissed the coach off. I don't care, man.
Yeah, he's not a rookie either, so.
Yeah. It wasn't his first year. He knew what he was doing, and he knew that wasn't working, and he was running the plays that they were calling. Yeah. Why aren't you running the ball? You're up. Why aren't you running the ball? Why are you trying to throw it?
So who was the quarterback for Seattle when they didn't give it to what's his face?
What's his name that just retired? Oh wait, did he retire? Is he still? No, he retired. Right? He was with the Steelers last year.
Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, yeah.
It was him, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, how do you not call audible on that play?
Yeah. They were on the, what, half-yard line or something? Yeah.
Hey, let's throw it. They'll never figure that out.
You're on the half-yard line. You got a dude that can drag, like, four people behind him, and you're going to throw the ball.
That was nuts.
Yeah, we missed our calling. We shouldn't have started a Star Wars podcast. We should have done a sports podcast. We get armchair quarterback with the best of them.
Yep.
So, all right, did you watch that video?
No, I didn't.
Ah, come on. I meant to show it to Stephanie and I forgot.
Well, let's watch it now.
So, okay. I'll send it to her. Or can you put it on the computer?
Yeah, I bet I can. Let's see. Let me unplug this. I don't know what this is going to do. Hang on.
You're going to destroy it.
I have my capture card hooked up. That's why it's broadcasting that.
What's going to happen? I've never done that. So, my bad. I wonder if I can share video.
Yeah, I think it probably because you're a host, probably have to. I could. No, I don't know how that would work. Picture in picture, translate.
What I put in YouTube is, oh, it's, why is my search Yahoo? No. How did that get changed? What the hell, man? No. Google is my search engine. What?
I don't know. Look at our new hats for Little League. That's our new logo. Cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. It costs a lot of freaking money, but.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's supposed to be Hercules from Sandlot. Blowing a bubble.
Yeah, I don't know how to add anything. So, okay, I can't do it. Sorry. I don't know how to do it. All it was a picture of Ryan Gosling and the kid from Star Wars Starfighter. So, I think last time we recorded, I think we talked about the Ryan Gosling stuff. They were making a movie. Sean Levy. Levy? I don't know. But so they started filming, apparently. And they announced more cast. And Amy Adams is going to be in the movie.
That's weird.
That's what I thought. Like, I'm not mad about it, but.
No, to me, it's weird Ryan Gosling's going to be in a movie.
Yeah. I mean. That's two big ones. We've never had two big movie stars in a Star Wars movie. Like by the time the right, by the time the like Jedi rolls around, you have movie stars in Star Wars, but not starting out. Liam Neeson was probably the biggest movie star. Because by the time the first Star Wars movie comes out, Alec Guinness is not really a star anymore. Like, I mean, I think some people of a certain era certainly still know who he is. But he's not a movie star.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson was probably the biggest. And Ewan McGregor definitely wasn't a movie star when they made the first one. The first prequel. So, two pretty big movie stars starring in a Star Wars movie. It feels really weird. Are you looking at it?
No, I'm doing TikTok. So, what you have to do is I have to go... dang it. I have to go live 3 times for at least 25 minutes and then it'll unlock all my settings again.
Freaking it's because you didn't do it. You haven't done it in so long.
Yeah. Well, it's essentially the same. It just doesn't look as good. And I don't think, oh, there it goes. Now it's picking up the mic.
Oh, it wasn't picking up your mic.
Y'all up too. Yeah, it wasn't. It is now.
Okay. Oh, well. Is it getting me?
Oh my god. Hang on, I'll tell you. It's my stupid dog. She hasn't barked for 3 hours and now she's gonna
Well, you know. That's what the dogs do. At least yours loves you. Mine betrayed me.
How did yours betray you?
She's sitting in there. She's not sitting with me, she's sitting with you.
I don't think she realizes that she can go sit with you.
Well, she can't. The door is closed.
Okay, then. She had to sit with somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
You weren't available.
I'm always available.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
I remember. Okay.
See, we don't do this enough, Jacob.
I know. I don't remember what email I used for our TikTok. I imagine it was mine, but.
Well, if it was the X-Wing Files email, it goes to me. You'll have to tell me. I'll have to check it. xwingfiles@gmail.com, where we get tons of spam messages. So I never check that folder. No. I just click delete all. My favorite is when we get some obvious bot message and it's like, hey, X-Wing File, would you like to broaden your listeners? Like, yeah, that's not my name. So, no, Mr. AI, I don't want to respond to your message. They also released a poster for Mandalorian and Grogu and an image of Pedro Pascal in a new set of Mandalorian armor, it looks like. It's like black.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It looked pretty cool. So,
all right. What's our... what is it? xwingfiles@gmail?
Yeah. So, I'm excited for Mandalorian Grogu. I hope it doesn't suck.
Oh, Hudson's super excited because he asked me at least once a week, when are we going to see a Mandalorian movie? I'm like, dude, it's not out yet.
Did you take him to go see Superman?
No, no, we haven't gone. We went to go see the Minecraft movie.
I still haven't seen that.
Was it called The One True King or something like that?
Oh, the Jesus movie?
Yeah. And then
the animated one?
Oh, we went to go see Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. We didn't get to get a Darth Vader popcorn bucket.
Yeah, they didn't have them at ours either.
I was pretty bummed about that. So, we're going to see Jaws tomorrow. Because nothing says end of summer like Jaws in the movie theater.
Okay, check X-Wing files and send me the code. you can say it out loud if you want.
I was about to say, just tell it to you on the podcast.
There's no one watching right now, I don't think. No viewers.
Copy. Paste.
30 seconds.
Okay. I didn't know I was on the time limit, and they're making me nervous now.
I just looked.
Hurry.
Okay, I got it.
The clock's ticking, dude.
Don't allow. Got it. Okay. What is this? Freaking TikTok. Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's
All right, it's I love the echo back of my voice. That's great. So we're live on TikTok. It sucks that I can't see them. Like, I miss the old way where we could, like, share screens.
Yeah. And,
oh, well. I guess I could be on TikTok, but that's not happening.
Did you ever get a phone?
Yeah. I think I had one last time we recorded.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a brand new iPhone. It won't be brand new in about 3 or 4 weeks, I think. I think they're announcing the new one. So, Makes sense. But whatever. It's pretty great. So, it's how I know you're not on Facebook and not following my, because I post all my pictures of all the places we're going.
No, I've seen you guys at a bunch of baseball games.
Yeah. We've also been to a few concerts. And do you watch Landman?
No.
We went and saw Billy Bob Thornton in concert with his band. So they're pretty good.
I didn't even know he had a band.
Yeah. So you listen to country music. Do you know who Mark Colley is?
No.
What's one of his songs, Stephanie?
Even the Man in the Moon is Crying.
There's no man on the moon. We can't go back. We lost the technology.
He's a country singer. Did you ever see the Punisher movie with Thomas Jane?
Yeah.
And John Travolta?
Yeah.
So you remember when he's sitting in the little diner and that dude who looks like Johnny Cash walks in and sings to him and then tries to kill him? Yeah, that's Mark Colley.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. We met him. So that was pretty awesome. Kevin Bacon was great. That was like the biggest surprise of our concert little goings so far is how great Kevin Bacon was. You would have liked him.
He was great at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's detected that the live chat didn't appear on your screen. And what is happening?
Always some problem. Should have named it technical difficulties.
Luke, we're going to have company.
It was a boring conversation anyway.
All right. Enough of this. I'm just going to leave it up so we can calculate time.
Yeah. At least you get one of those 25-minute broadcasts. So I'm sure we can go for at least that long.
Well, that's what she said.
So anyway, what'd you think about the Star Wars stuff? As you take a drink.
The Star Wars stuff.
The news that I was talking about while you were setting up TikTok.
I wasn't listening.
Oh my God. Your poor wife.
She's in Lawton right now. She ain't.
Yeah?
Yep. Oh, were we going to try to watch the thing?
What? The video? All it is a picture. That's what I was saying.
Oh, I thought there was a video.
It is a video. The guy was like, they started filming Star Wars Starfighter, and here's a picture that they sent out. Uh-oh. And that's all it is. So that's what I was saying. I can't figure out how to show the video. You'd have to just watch it. And no big deal.
Oh, well. I hope it's good.
I mean, Deadpool Wolverine was good. It's the same guy.
What was the last Star Wars movie?
Movie?
Was it Rise of Skywalker? Rise of
Skywalker. Yeah. Sucked.
Okay, that one sucked. It's got to be better than that.
We haven't had a good Star Wars movie since Solo.
Yeah.
And people said it was bad. And I don't think it was.
Yeah. I think people said that just because it's not Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I know you don't like Rise of Skywalker, but I still think it's a good movie.
I liked Babu Frick.
Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, I meant Last Jedi. No, I don't think Rise of Skywalker is a good movie. I think Last Jedi is a good movie.
Last Jedi.
Babu Frick is good. He's the only good thing in Rise of Skywalker. So.
Let's see.
So Harrison sat through Revenge of the Sith when y'all, like, he didn't get scared?
Hudson?
I said Harrison. I meant Hudson.
Yeah, it was weird because I was like, do you want to go watch a Star Wars movie in the theater? And he's like, yeah, which one? And I said, Revenge of the Sith, the one where Anakin turns to Darth Vader. And he said, yeah, let's go. And then when we were going, he was like, I think I might be scared. And I was like, why? Because he's watched it 500 times. And
it's different on the big screen.
Yeah. So he was a little scared, but it wasn't bad. He liked it.
So, yeah, we saw it that weekend on the re-release. And I mean, I don't know what y'all's theater was like, but ours was like 60, 70% full. It was crazy how many people were there.
Yeah, we went on like a Friday. Or no, it was on a Sunday at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So there was like,
I can't believe I got your kid's name wrong.
Well, you know.
I'm so stupid. I don't know where Harrison came from. I guess we were talking about Solo and had Harrison in my head.
You probably wouldn't recognize him.
It's been a while since I've seen him.
Yeah.
Like, last time I saw him, he was hopping around on the podcast. So.
Yeah.
That's been six months ago.
He also asked, he will occasionally ask if he can talk to the people. And I was like, what?
He said, he's the emperor of Rome. I want to talk to the people.
Like, he's like, you know, when we were playing that game and I was talking to all the people watching us play. And I was like, well, it wasn't all the people. It was the person. And but he wanted to do that. So sometimes he'll, I found a recording on my phone where he was recording himself walking around outside talking about nature, and he kept, I don't know, I'd have to send it to you, but it's like 40 minutes long, and just explaining everything. Like, he's actually, he thinks he's live talking to people, but
it's just a recording.
Himself. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. It was really funny though.
So, non-Star Wars stuff, since there's not really a lot of Star Wars to talk about. Steph's been watching The Office for the first time.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
We are at the takeover. Saber buying Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're about to get into Robert California.
Yeah. I know everybody hates him, but I like Robert California. It cracks me up, man.
He's just so weird.
That's what makes it so good.
I don't like that actor. I can't think of his name.
James Spader. Yeah, he's a weirdo, man.
I just want to punch him in the face.
Look, his episode of Seinfeld is so freaking good.
<That's> he has the turtleneck or whatever.
Yeah, he won't let George wear the sweater. He says he's going to stretch it out with his fat head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, do you see the news that Scrubs is coming back?
No.
Yeah.
Like with the original cast?
Yep. Rebooting the show with everybody coming back. So, they...
Is Kelso still alive?
Yeah.
Dang. He's got to be old.
Yeah, he's pretty old. I don't know how they're going to incorporate him. I can't imagine he'll be in every episode. But... ABC or NBC, one of them picked them up. It's probably like 10 or 12 episodes, and they're bringing the whole cast back. They ended the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know you stopped listening, but
yeah,
they just put out a final episode last week after the announcement, and we're like, we're busy. Doesn't feel right to like keep holding on to this show that we're not really doing. So, I was like, why not? We do it.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
What is Ripley doing?
She's trying to readjust, but he's doing it so gracefully.
Oh, there was your butt, Ripley. Thanks.
Yeah. You didn't have to do that in person. Like, I just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know.
Have you watched Scrubs?
I mean...
You've never seen Scrubs?
Yeah. Oh. She doesn't watch medical shows.
Aren't you a nurse?
Yeah, she's like, I've worked... that. Yeah. She's like, I don't want to watch them do inaccurate stuff.
I mean, everything I've... seen, people say that Scrubs is like one of the most accurate, like medically accurate shows, even though it's comedy.
From the I think because the what they call him, the real JD, was like their guy, and his whole thing was like the medical stuff had to be accurate. Correct. And he's a real doctor, and so it's just all the other craziness that's like, that would never happen at a hospital.
You'd be surprised.
Which I was going to say,
there's some really weird stuff that happens on Scrubs that's like, okay. The garbage where he can't figure out how he's getting rid of all the garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody would have noticed that. So.
All the rats in the bag.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody's coming back. I'm excited for it. When we get through The Office, we might have to start watching Scrubs. So
I recently started watching Scrubs again.
Oh. The last season's pretty rough, but.
Yeah, season 9, just don't even waste your time.
There's some good stuff in there. I like a couple of those characters. I really think that... what's his name? He's married to Alison Brie. They just did that movie together. Not James Franco. Dave Franco. He's in that last season of Scrubs. I think he's really good. I think he's funny.
Yeah. He plays that character pretty well.
Yeah. You really like, yeah. It's like somebody needs to hit this guy with a bus. He's so annoying. Yeah, we might have to watch Scrubs after we get done with our office. She's also never seen Parks and Rec, so.
Golly.
She's a movie person and less of a, every time I'm like asleep and I get up and I come in to the living room, she's just sitting there watching movies. I'm like, there's so much good stuff on TV that you haven't seen. What are you watching? She's like, I'm watching Lethal Weapon. I'm like, well. You've probably seen Lethal Weapon like 20 times.
At least.
I mean, that's a good movie too.
Yeah. We're tomorrow will be our fourth movie in 4 days going to the movie theater.
Dang.
Yeah.
We've been watching the Three Ninja movies. Hudson.
Why?
Because I'm always looking, like, I always try to remember movies. Since Kara didn't grow up watching movies, like, they watched, like, the mainstream, you know, whatever. Like,
yeah. They didn't do the, like, go to the video store every Friday night and get the, like, we used to do. God, I talk about that with Adam all the time, man. I miss those days.
Yeah. So they didn't really, you know, when they ate dinner, they all sat at the table and talked about their day and all that stuff. And
oh, God, so boring.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of hard to do with three people.
We don't even have a dinner table. We sit on the couch and watch TV.
We have a big, long table kind of in, like, our living room. But we only eat there at, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas and 4th of July, you know, whatever, when people come over. But
so you've been doing usually, I'm going to show Hudson the movies that I watched.
Yeah, the ones that I can freaking remember. But I was on, I forgot what I was on, like Pluto or something, and the Three Ninjas came up. I was like, oh, I completely forgot about that. And Surf Ninjas and all those stupid, God, cheesy movies, but he loves them.
Yeah.
We watched Dunstan. The first one we watched like that was Dunstan Checks Hint.
That's a funny movie, though.
He loved it.
The monkey. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what you should show him? The Nathan Fillion. Not Nathan Fillion. Nathan Lane. And who is it? Is it Mouse Hunt? Is that the name of the movie? You don't remember that?
I think it's Mouse. It's either... It's not Mouse Trap. I think it's Mouse Hunt.
Where they're chasing the mouse through the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Yeah, y'all should... Yeah, Mouse Hunt. Nathan Lane, Lee Evans, two stumblebum inheritors determined to rid their antique house... Oh, it's a house, not a hotel. Of a mouse who is equally determined to stay where he is. It is, it's ridiculous and like, it's stupid like that. It's really funny.
Excuse me.
You got the COVID there?
I don't know what's going on. I cut grass the other day and my sinuses have been kicking my butt.
Yeah, that'll do it.
We watched, just randomly watched Richie Rich. I didn't think he was going to like it that much, but he...
With Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
You should show him Casper.
Casper? I don't know. I didn't like Casper, but
you're gonna get the death stare from Stephanie. That's her boyfriend, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know a weird fun fact about Casper? So
he's a friendly ghost? I don't know.
Yeah. So Casper is voiced and played by a young kid named, what's his name?
Devin Sawa.
Devin Sawa. Devin Sawa is the kid from the first Final Destination movie.
Oh, yeah.
He's also Stan in the Eminem music video, Stan.
That is weird.
That's Casper. It's so bizarre to me. It's so it's really weird to me that Mouse Hunt's great, man. You got to find that. So I think he'll like that. Stuart Little's fun too. What'd you say?
Blank Check.
Blank Check.
Do you not remember that movie?
With Freddie Muniz.
That one's on Disney.
Yeah, it was a little. I think I saw it once. It was a little past my.
Yeah.
Prime. There was another movie that Bink used to watch. Our uncle used to watch all the time and thought it was hysterical.
Striptease?
No.
What was that movie with barbed wire or something?
Oh, God. That killed Pam Anderson's career. she's really funny. Yeah. look, she's in the new Naked Gun, and she's really good. Oh, it's really funny.
Liam Neeson.
He's so funny, man.
I bet, but it's, I don't know.
It's so funny. I think it's called Baby's Day Out. It was just like this baby gets lost in the city. Bink thought that was the funniest movie, man.
We almost watched that the other day.
Oh.
I wanted to show him Turner and Hooch. He would love that until
the end.
You know, the end.
Yeah. I mean, the end is bad, but then it ends better.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
There's a bad end and then there's a good end.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite movies. I love Turner and Hooch.
Really?
Yeah.
I probably ain't seen that movie in like 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched that movie last week.
Always watching movies.
Great. It's got Tom Hanks.
I mean, yeah, Tom Hanks is pretty good. So.
There's a Kara was telling me something because sometimes, you know, I put Andy Griffith on and Kara was telling me Hudson said something to her the other day and she said, "Where did you hear that from?" And he was like, "You know, from that police show my dad's always watching." And I was like, "Police show?" And she was like, "Andy Griffith." And I was like, "Oh my God." I don't know what he said to her, and she couldn't remember. She just remembered he said called it the police show.
The police show.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong. There's a lot of that police station, and he's always in uniform.
Yeah.
I haven't watched Andy Griffith in a long time, man.
Yeah, I watch it. I don't... like watch it, you know, you just put it on in the background or whatever.
Yeah.
I watched the
I know that's something
just
that
a couple weeks ago at your dad's place.
Oh yeah, that's true. My dad's always watching it.
That's something I could have on and not worry about anything that's going on in it.
Yeah. So yeah, especially with a kid, yeah, I get that. Yeah. Where it's just like they walk in and be like, "What is this?" And you're like,
So I don't want to have to explain stuff from Scrubs or, you know. Sometimes I'll watch Seinfeld, but still, there's some stuff in Seinfeld.
The bet is pretty, like, what is that about? Yeah. Like, you'll understand when you're older, and it's really funny. Avi used to watch, what did he watch? Family Guy, I think it was, or something like that when he was younger. And I would just be like, A, I don't really like Family Guy that much, but B, he definitely shouldn't be watching this at like 5 years old. It's not, you know, like The Simpsons could be rough enough, but like Family Guy is just, it's crude. I'm like, I don't know. But I mean, he turned out all right, so what do I know? So, you used to watch South Park.
Yeah.
You tried to get me to take you to go see the movie, and I was like,
Did I?
I don't. Yes. You're like, "Let's go see the South Park movie." I was like, "I don't think you could go see that."
I don't ever really remember liking it that much, but
I think it was everybody was. Yeah, and you're like, I'll watch it too. So,
yeah,
some of the early stuff's really funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, some of them are freaking hilarious, but
it's still pretty funny. But you know, I don't watch it. I watch bits and pieces of it. Stephanie watches it though.
I haven't watched it in, I don't even remember the last time I watched it.
Sometimes I would put it on just to have on the background for Ripley when I was leaving. And I'd come home at lunch and I'd sit down and play with her and like watch like 15 minutes of an episode. And I'd be like, yeah, this show's still pretty funny. But I stopped making time for it. When I stopped watching before Isaac Hayes left. So what's that, like season 10 or something like that? When did Chef leave?
There's that many seasons? God dang. It's still going.
Yeah, they're on like season 30 or something.
No, good it's Lord. Like 26 or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Let's see.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're getting themselves in some hot water because they keep going after Trump. And, you know, he just signed off on... So the deal for Paramount and Skydance, the merger, and he wants somebody to police them so they'll stop going after him. And part of the deal that they just cut with Trey Parker and Matt Stone is like 4 seasons and exclusive streaming rights, I think, on Paramount. And the deal is worth like some ungodly amount of money. It's like... $1 billion, I think, over like 5 years or 10 years or something like that. So I'm like, yeah, good luck policing those guys, man. They go after whoever they want, whenever they want. And like, it is what it is. So
I think at this point, the money probably doesn't matter too much to them unless they're like Cam Newton.
Oh yeah. No, I don't. I think for them, the money is more about what they can do with it. So, like, do you know about the Casa Bonita thing?
No.
So, there's this, like, it's like this restaurant / theme park in Colorado called Casa Bonita. And it was, like, a big thing when they were kids. And it was going out of business. And they stepped in and rescued it and, like, rebuilt it.
Yeah, maybe I did. I think I did hear about that, yeah.
So, like, they just poured their own money into it. Now, it's making money now, but, like, I don't know. Say what you will about those guys. Like, they're offensive and whatever, but I don't know. They're, like, good people internally, you know? So.
Well, and they're offensive to everybody.
Everybody. That's, That's what always kills me when they go after somebody and they get all upset about it, and I'm like, guys, you're only feeding the fire when you do that. They're like, oh, we pushed a button. Yeah. Let's keep pushing it.
Yeah.
Who was the fish sticks? Was that P. Diddy or Kanye West? I think it was Puff Daddy.
I don't know. I don't keep up with them weirdos.
Yeah, they made some episode about one. It was one of them liking fish sticks, but the way they said it, it always sounded like fish dicks, and it became this whole thing. Like, whoever it was got like really upset about it. I'm like, you're just making it worse, man. But yeah, it's. I can't believe you don't remember wanting to go see that movie.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you were pretty young. You had to be like 12.
Yeah.
I don't know when that movie came out.
Like 99 or something. I would have been 13.
98, 99. 99, yeah. South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut. I was funny. I was just telling Stephanie today, I think, that was a movie I almost walked out of. Because I was just like, oh my god. Like, the show is bad, but this is so bad. So rough. Anyway. What else y'all been doing?
Baseball. It still works.
What still works?
You guys didn't hear that, huh? Oh, yeah, because no. I didn't screen share.
Yeah. What happened? What I missed?
The TikTok thing where when someone gifts you, it plays a...
Oh, did we get a gift?
Yeah, something.
What did we get? Did we get $1 million?
A rose.
We could retire. A rose. I guess that's fine.
Yeah, I've just been working, playing softball, Hudson's baseball. That's about it.
Yeah.
I don't really even play video games much anymore.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. Hudson does. He's in the Minecraft.
I've been playing, I bought the Spyro trilogy for the Switch.
Yeah.
And I've been playing those. And I had to quit the first game because I was going to break my Switch. You forget how hard old video games are.
Yeah.
I want to get a Switch too, man. I ain't got $500.
Yeah, I want to get it for the GameCube emulator.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be nice.
I'll wait a while.
I don't think it's going to get any cheaper.
Well, you know.
You know, they're raising the price of PS5. Like, it's a system that's about to be, you know, the old system. Like, literally, probably next year or the year after, there'll be a PS6. And they're about to raise the price of a PS5.
That's nuts.
Because of the tariffs and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I
probably won't buy another system for a long time.
Yeah. If I had $500, I wouldn't buy a Switch 2, though. I'd buy... Have you seen the Atari 2600 re-release?
No.
It's backwards compatible. So, like, it's a new system with some HD versions of the games. But also, you can buy old games and it'll play them.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. And it's $500. Well, $500 for the system, 4 controllers, and I think 6 games.
I think but it's only still, 4 games.
4 games? So $500 is a lot of money.
So, can you play online?
No. Oh. What Atari game would you be playing online?
Pong.
Okay, Pong. Dig Dug. Like, one of you is the monsters and the other is the...
Dude, that would be sweet. Pac-Man? If you could be the
ghost. One of you is the ghost?
Yeah, four people are ghosts and one guy is Pac-Man.
So it's like like GoldenEye zombies. Almost.
Oh, yeah.
Or zombies.
It'd be like a zombies game. That'd be awesome.
Oh my god.
Play asteroids? You could be an asteroid? I've always wanted to be an asteroid.
Centipede, you weren't really fighting anything, were you? Like, you're fighting the centipede, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
A Galaga?
Oh, yeah, a Galaga.
Or Space Invaders?
I don't know. Is that on Atari?
Space Invaders? Yeah, 100% on Atari. Galaga, maybe?
I think so.
What about that? Wasn't there like a tank game? Like a 3D tank?
It was terrible, though. It was 3D in the basest sense that 3D was capable on Atari, yes.
Yeah. That would be sweet, though.
I want to play... What was the game? Damn it! What's the name of it? Where you jump over the crocodiles?
Oh, Pitfall.
Yeah, Pitfall. Yeah. I want to play Pitfall.
No, thank you.
One. Why not?
You have to switch stuff, right? Like the online, Switch Online, where you get all the emulators. You just go and play the NES games. They're terrible.
Some of them are fun.
Super Mario Brothers. Ice hockey.
Ice hockey's fun. I don't remember how to start a fight, though.
You have to steal
the puck. This is just random? Kind of. Like steal the puck and hit somebody?
Yeah, and they start, they go.
Yeah, and then the bench is clear, and it's pretty great.
I wish Top Gun was on there.
Dude, F that game, man.
I never beat it.
You can't refuel. It's impossible.
Or land on the freaking aircraft carrier.
Yeah, it is impossible. Yeah. I don't know how many controllers your dad like threw playing that game. What was the one where you like you had to use the second remote, like, and you control the little man and the other remote controls the pistons that go up and down? Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. What was that called? Dang it, I could see it.
It was like a puzzle game. So and there were like red pistons and blue pistons.
Yeah, you had to have the robot, right?
Yeah. Or a second player. Like one player could control the pistons. So, but if you had the robot, he would do it for you.
Dang, what was that called?
What was the robot's name?
Neverwork 2000.
Neverwork.
We had it one time. I don't remember it ever working.
Rob the robot. R-O-B, Rob. Oh. Yeah, he would like hold the controller, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how much Rob the Robot goes for on eBay?
Good God, I don't want to know.
$600. That is insane.
Gyromite.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
Gyromite. I want to find that game. That would be fun to play.
I completely forgot about that game.
Gyromite, inbox, $800.
God dang!
No way. Oh no, here's a copy of the game for $13. Like man. What the? This has a bunch of extra stuff with it. I don't know what the $800 one. I want just the game though, because you can play it with you can use the other controller. Oh, good Lord. I need to look for that at McKay's next time we go.
Yeah. We still haven't played the Jaws game.
Yeah, I bought her the Jaws game for her birthday on NES. So, I just randomly came across it.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Anyway, it was fun catching up. We should do this more.
Yeah. Well, supposedly they're cutting all overtime, which.
So you went from you have to work 7 days a week to like no more overtime.
Yeah. Because they're idiots. I'm telling you, man.
They're like, we're losing money paying all these people. Like, duh. If you would hire another set of staff, like. Instead of paying us double time or time and a half.
It's
hopefully your paycheck's been nice though.
I mean, it could be better.
Yeah.
I'm making over time I make about $34 an hour, so.
Yeah.
Which really I should be making closer to 40s. Because they have a hiring freeze thanks to our president, so I can't promote. Sucks. They can give me the steps, so like I'm a WG5 step 3 right now.
So I can go up to step 5, which I don't know why they haven't, but because he put in for me to go from a WG5 to a WG8, but it can't go through until the hiring freeze is done. So
yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks, man.
I mean, my supervisor, so we have a work lead, and then we have a supervisor. My supervisor is getting paid work lead wages because he's a sit-in supervisor since January. So, and it's like a $10 difference, $10 an hour difference. And dude, they're not going to pay him.
I would be looking for something else, man.
Yeah, he kind of is, but he interviewed for it. They just sent him to London. He should be back Tuesday. But he interviewed for it before he left, and it's pretty sure he's going to get it. If they don't give it to him, they're morons, which they're morons, so.
Yeah. I can't imagine doing a job and them being like, oh, I mean, we're probably just going to give you the job once we can officially give it to you. But we're definitely not going to back pay you, even though you've been doing the job for a year.
Yeah.
Like, what?
And it's crazy because we get sent, our doc gets sent to, like this last week, we were helping 3 other docs get caught up because we were, well, first off, we don't do rework on our jet ever. So, I don't know. The other docs always screw their stuff up and we have to go help them fix it, which is stupid and it pisses me off.
I stopped helping people at my job because then it just becomes my responsibility because they don't know how to do the job. I understand like some certain people don't have that benefit. But like, I really wouldn't like if my boss was like, no, I need you to do this, I'd have to do it. But like, he doesn't ask me, so I don't volunteer and I don't ask for. And like, there was this dude I used to work with who would get livid with me because I would be sitting at my desk reading. And he'd be like, so many people are struggling. And I'm like, okay. Well, like, you could be helping. And I'm like, I used to be the guy who helped. And you know what? I was always working my ass off while they did nothing because they don't know how to do their job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good enough at my job that unless things are just falling apart, I can, you know, come in, work real hard for like 3 hours because it's just a button pushing job. I'm answering phones. But I mean, there is certain stuff I have to do, have to track, have to monitor, but like I can spend the first 3 hours of my night doing the things that I know I have to do. And then I'm just answering phone calls all night and solving those problems one at a time.
Yeah.
And it's pretty easy. Whereas when I was helping everybody, like I never got a break. Somebody was always messaging me, always at my desk, always like, can you help me with this? Can you help me with this? So I just stopped volunteering to help. Like, I'm sorry. Get back. If they're not going to get better, fire them and replace them with somebody who will.
I kind of, I'm at that point too. But, so me and this guy, he's been there for 15 years. He's like, in his 50s, and he like teaches the sheet metal shop and all that stuff, teaches all the new people, and he works on our dock, and I've been working with him for a long time, and he was on vacation last week. Well, we have 2 shifts. We have the day shift and swing shift. The swing shift people are freaking idiots. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but they're not working. And when they work, they mess.
Yeah, they're getting drunk and probably doing drugs when they're not working. So, therefore, when they're at work, they're incompetent.
So they started this patch, right? And we came in and they put me and Jimmy on it. And we go over there, we're looking at it. We're like, so when you cut out a hole in the plane, everything has to be smooth on a plane because, you know, aerodynamics. And they left it all jagged and it was terrible. It was like they let a five-year-old do it. So we're like, well, this hole's not going to work. So now we have to make the patch bigger because you have to have so many rows of rivets for it to be
you have to cut a bigger hole.
Yeah. So we had to cut out the hole that they did, remove the row of fasteners that they put in and add more to it because, you know, otherwise it wouldn't pass QA or whatever. And whoever stamped the card would get written up. So we did that. We made a new doubler and tripler, which is just, you know, two pieces of metal. So we got it all made up. We painted it, all this stuff. It was ready to be installed. We leave it. So we had to rework their stuff one time. We leave it for them. Jimmy went on vacation. So I'm just there, like, to finish whatever they don't finish. All they had to do was shoot rivets in it. And they messed up. They trimmed up the piece that we already made that was perfect. They trimmed it up and just, I don't know what they did. So I had to remake both pieces again. And then I got another guy and we started shooting it on. So it was halfway done. I come in the next day and they screwed it up again. So I had to remake it a third time and I was pissed. So when the swing supervisor got there, I was like, hey, that patch isn't done. There's still more rivets that need to be put in it because we had to remake it again. And I took it to him. So the rivets that we were putting in are called buttonhead rivets. And you have to have a certain set on your gun that fits around the head of the rivet. So if you mess up, it leaves little smiley faces in the rivet. And they did it all over. Every single rivet they touched all had smiley faces, and they did it on the skin. So, like, I had to, it pissed me off, and it pissed our supervisor off. He was like, God, motherfucker. And he's like, that's it. They're getting written up. And so they got written up for it. But I was like, this is what it takes. It takes someone else reworking something three times that should have been done 4 days ago for someone to get written up.
That's the government.
Yeah. It's I was pissed off because, like,
I would just be pissed I had to do it three times. Like, I've wasted 3 days.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, our overtime is based on so we get like 30 days to get our jet off our dock. So all the days we spend reworking one stupid small patch takes away from other jobs being done. So the days if it looks like we're not going to be done in those amount of days, then we have to work overtime, obviously. So it's like, just do it right the first time and we don't have to work overtime. But some of those people live up there. They work all the overtime and they're all divorced.
You're like, I just want to see my family, man.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I want to see my son. He's got a softball game.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, it drives me nuts, but.
That sucks.
Man. They know I'm trying to leave. Like, as soon as I hit my ear, I'm leaving that area. So,
yeah, I don't blame you.
No. Which sucks because we have a pretty good dock, and I like most of the people, and I like our supervisor. He actually plays softball with me now, so which is probably not
always allowed, recruiting people but, for softball.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a cool job. You get to work on planes. Oh, I met some people from Mississippi because so when the planes are done in our area, they go to, there's like three other stages before they fly home. The next stage is called 240, which they gets like the final inspections and they fly in the people from the bases that actually fly the planes and they inspect it. And, you know, they call out whatever they think needs to be fixed or looks like an issue, and we have to go over there and fix it. So me and Jimmy were over there, and the people came in. They were from Meridian, Mississippi, and I mean, one guy was actually from Birmingham, but this dude, he had the worst accent. And he was like,
it's Mississippi, man.
Yeah, he was like, can I ask how much they're paying y'all? And so we told him, he's like, are you kidding me? how do they keep workers over here? And he's like, they start off, when you start off a mechanic at our base, it's like $45 an hour. I was like, holy crap. Well, I got home.
Yeah, but you got to live in Mississippi.
Yeah, I told Kara, I was like, sounds like we're moving to Meridian.
But I mean, property's probably pretty cheap there.
Yeah. I think it's cheaper than Oklahoma.
Yeah, you just got to live in Mississippi. And Mississippi sucks, man.
Yeah, well.
It's like
yeah.
The second worst state.
What's the worst state? Rhode Island.
No. It ain't nothing but rich people in Rhode Island. What are you talking about, Rhode Island?
Sounds pretty terrible to me. What would be the worst state?
It's got to be
according to what?
Louisiana, or just all around, like it's crime and you know just crappy living conditions, and
yeah.
I feel like Louisiana is probably pretty bad.
Yeah, I never hear anything good about Louisiana. I know. A few people I hate that place.
Hate it.
They're good people, but yeah, they always say never stop in Shreveport.
So. Yeah. One of my friends, this girl that works next to me, Katie, she's from Louisiana. She gets mad at me when I talk trash about it, but I'm like, I've been there like 3 or 4 times, and every time I'm just like, ugh. The only other state that I was like that going through was Mississippi. I'm just like, ugh, don't stop here. Like, no, let's keep going.
Watch our one listener. The couple people we have watching, I hope they're not from Louisiana.
Yeah, sorry. Your state sucks. Your football teams suck. They all suck.
Down on the bayou.
Except
for the right. Water boy.
Yeah, the water boy's pretty funny. All right, I'm going to stop recording now. So.
May the force be with you. Oh wait.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a sign off, but I don't have a good way to sign off. We didn't talk Star Wars hardly at all. So,
but can't like, say I remember no at Atten.
Stephanie has been watching Star Wars Resistance though.
Yeah. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I forgot how good the droids were on that show.
Yeah. What's
the droids are always the best, man.
What's Faison's character's name?
I don't remember. It's something weird. Like it's not Scooter, but it's I don't remember.
All I remember is Kaz.
Yeah.
Freaking Kaz, man.
Are you almost to the end?
He grew on me by the end.
I'm at the beginning of season 2.
Okay, so but you've seen is it
Hype?
Yeah, Hype
Faison? Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave him his last name. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's spelled differently, but yeah, Hype.
I mean, you've seen what is it called? The newer the one with Daisy Ridley, the first one? Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll like the end of season 2, I think, then.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. It was really good.
Anyway, yeah. Maybe we'll have more Star Wars stuff next time. So maybe Elizabeth will join us. So.
We just need to do
a commentary?
Yeah.
Okay. When we got like 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, it could be on a show or something. Did we ever finish The Mandalorian?
We didn't finish The Mandalorian or, whatchamacallit? The other show we didn't like. Well, yeah, we didn't do any of Andor. I don't want to do a commentary on Andor, man. It's boring. I don't know how you make boring Star Wars, but somehow they did it.
But it's Visions good.
Is coming back out.
Oh, yeah. Visions. We should definitely do Visions.
I haven't even watched
them. You haven't watched any of them?
I've watched a few. Hudson's watched them all.
I like it. Like, I mean, it's hit and miss. Like, some of them I'm just like, that wasn't great. But that's the fun of it. Is just, it's like, okay, well, 10 minutes and then it's over. So, yeah, I forgot that was coming back soon. So
October.
Yeah.
My she still hasn't watched Rebels. She started watching it, I think, and she was like, this show's really good.
And then never finished it. Yeah.
Hudson started watching Clone Wars by himself.
Heck yeah. We should do a Clone Wars rewatch, man.
Yeah, he's been watching it. And I'll walk in, he'll have my phone or whatever, and I'll be like, what are you watching, Clone Wars? He loves Commander Cody.
Yeah, Cody's like, great, man.
He kind of betrays.
I mean, they're all great until they're not. Rex is the best. So, anyway, I don't know when we're going to record again, but hopefully soon. So
next weekend.
If we can do it Friday or Saturday night, we can probably record. So, yeah, I'll let you know.
I can do it Sunday.
This new way of recording is Sunday. I'm going to be exhausted by the time we get back from the football game.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bed and then getting up at like 1 a.m. and staying up till like 6 or 7. So, yeah, go check out everything else over at xwingfiles.com. Sorry, we didn't talk enough about Star Wars and that we haven't recorded in 6 months or
life happens.
5 months, something like that. So, yeah, Jacob's been working a lot of overtime. So, anyway, I guess we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
I was like, there's no Elizabeth to say bye.
Bye. Floating through the cosmos where the vibes don't sleep. Jabba's eating space fruit with a lazy grin. While the Ewoks chant, let the Rasta begin. Yoda says, feel it float through your mind. Luke's got the force, but he's laid back strong. Leia's like, chill, Luke, the vibe's so high. Death Star explodes with the Rasta sky.